know what I mean? Everybody got a case of the Mondays and shit, so hopefully we kind of break it up and get you ready for the week, get you a little motivation, a little laughter, a little information, and a whole bunch of shenanigans, man. How y'all feeling, Tish, Lo? We back?
I'm feeling.
Happy B-Day, you know what I'm saying? You just came on with the B-Day celebration.
I did. I had a great time. Thank you to all my friends and family that came out and celebrated with
hell
me.
Yeah.
All Libra the phone season. Calls, text messages, Facebook posts, Instagram.
Even though some of us was early.
You were early. Hey, you man, right? Look,
hey. Libra season. In the house.
For sure.
And I'm glad to be back. Shout out to the IG. If you're not following, what are you doing with yourself? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you type in your Googles. We on YouTube, Facebook, and we definitely on IG, man. So make sure y'all following us. And we really just going to bring on different people that we know in the industry just doing different things. You know what I mean? Progressing in their business, putting on for their city, their area. And have a product or a service that they are offering, and we want to just, you know what I mean, give them a platform to get it out there. So
that's already in motion. Let's express that part, though.
Yeah,
we want you to have everything prepared
key point.
So that we could go ahead and push you out there. We want to show love and make sure that everybody is heard on our platform. So, but what we need y'all to do first is have your shit together, and then come holla at us.
And another thing we also want to stress is also to, like, anybody that just messes with us or just follows the page or anything like that, we stress really a lot, man. Go ahead and hit that share, hit that like, tag us in something.
It's
free. Exactly. It doesn't cost you anything to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because we do shout out a lot of people when we make our posts. We do show a lot of love. And plus, we have y'all come on the show as well, and also express for the guests themselves to also share y'all video. You know what I'm saying? You was here, you made yourself a platform here along with us. So please, like Tish said, there's nothing to push share, like, or
yes,
you know
sir.
What I mean, anything like that, and just tag us in something. It's free promotion, and you know that's just how we trying to work. So please go ahead and do that.
Yeah, for sure, man. And we appreciate everybody out there listening on Rhythmix Radio and everywhere else. So this season, last season we had so many guests, and it seemed like we had so much to talk about, but not enough time. And so we kind of decided to see if we can get on the airwaves a little bit longer. So we actually on Monday nights from 8 p.m. to 9:30. Last season was 8 to 9, and we figured why not gas up the tank a little bit more, and we here for an hour and a half. So, yeah, man, more time to just laugh, talk, you know what I mean, trying to get to all these different businesses out there, and also this season we want to get more callers.
So we
have we on live radio, you know what I mean, so you can definitely tune in to rhythmixradio.com. But the number to call us is 703-951-7003. I'm gonna say that again. 703-951-7003. And we just gonna be today. We don't have no. We started out on perfect fashion. Conversation on the rocks. We don't got no agenda today, and we just gonna go left, right, and everywhere. You know what I mean? So if y'all got any questions, anything y'all want to talk about, you know what I mean, make sure y'all tap in on the IGs, and we gonna get right into it. But I'm gonna jump right into something we actually heard from another show that they were discussing. Shout out to Serious Business. You know what I'm saying? Wednesdays, 9 to 11. Make sure y'all tune in to them. You know what I'm saying? And I guess one of the things they were talking about was, do you have a height requirement? Is there a height limit for the person that you're dating? Like, is somebody too short? Somebody too tall? And, Tish, I'm going to go with you. What would you say? Do you have a height requirement? Like,
yeah, not like a maybe.
This motherfucker
like,
gotta be 6 foot, 7 foot playing NBA. Like, what's going on?
That's okay for me. I'm good with that too. But you know, you just have to be taller than me with heels on, and then I'm good.
Okay.
The heels. Why don't y'all just make these heels small? Like, what the hell? Yeah, I
only do like 3 inches, so that only brings me to like 5'5".
But y'all women get to cheat. Y'all get to add on. Y'all got shoes that just bring
y'all
height.
Y'all got shoes that bring your height.
Girl, anybody wearing no ugly.
Boom. Shut it down. See? See? Y'all be gassing shit up with the Timberlands. Every winter, don't
even
play.
Extra soul in the Tim and shit.
Gotta get that bubble gum. Nah. Gotta get that bubble gum though.
Exactly.
Oh man. Yeah. What about you, Lo? You got any?
Hey man, you know me, man. I like whatever the fuck like me, man. I ain't really got no high requirement, Joe. Like, you know whatever. You know what I'm saying? Why play with it? You know what I'm saying? Like y'all just asked me. You know what I'm saying? I'll jump on a midget, man. I ain't playing. Fuck it. So let's bring a little short ass on. You know what I'm saying? It's all that. She can run and jump right into daddy's arms. Come on.
You
and
date the 6'1" joint.
I mean, I could date it. I can date a 6'1". Yeah, I have. You know what I mean?
I mean, so people don't be like, is that like?
I mean, I don't know what people say. All I know is it just look good on me. They be like, damn, I show that nigga get that tall ass. I was like, yeah, nigga. Holding it down. You know what I mean? You know what they say, man. Big things come in small packages. So
okay.
I'm knocking it down. You know what I mean? I'm all around boat up this motherfucker. You know
okay.
What I mean?
Okay.
New weight class,
Ice,
man.
What you gonna do?
Wait, nah. I mean, why I said wait? Damn, I'm already going to the
weight. He's talking about the fat bitch. He mad at the city. He said, nah, I can't do that.
Height requirement or limit? Nah. Because, I mean, have I dated women? I've dated women who were taller than me with heels. I don't think I've dated anyone who was just naturally taller than me. Mm-hmm. But even when they taller with heels, I don't feel a way like. You know what I mean? I never really was like, oh, gotta be taller than her. Because
those are heels. Like, once you take them off, like, you're short. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. So.
To be honest, you're like one of the first short guys that has ever said, like, they're not bothered by the 7-foot height.
You know what? I am Las Vegas, y'all.
You
know what
I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Don't nothing impress me too much but me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm not impressed by too much. So, you want me tall? Be tall, y'all. I pulled your tall ass, huh? You just gonna have to come down and give me a kiss and shit. I ain't got time to be playing all the other shit. And like I said before, you can get the snacks that I can't reach. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know what I mean? Like, you can see things. I can get on your shoulders and maybe see
the concert live
whenever I want to. You know what I mean? Can't, you know what I'm saying? Them nosebleed seats and be all right. So I'm okay with that. I don't got no problem with it, man.
Like, I wonder who that. I guess a lot of. Women more so, like they want somebody talls them or taller.
Why is that? And then the taller
so
ones are more.
Let's explain like, that. Why? Does it look silly or does?
Yeah, why?
You never really think about it. Ain't never really made sense.
It just look good.
I just never like. I don't know. Maybe it's just the, you know, gratification of looking up and, okay. You know, seeing the person and not being like eye to eye or looking down.
Girl,
I am
5'2".
Right. If I have somebody shorter than me, that is a, I think that he's considered like a small person. Right?
A small person
right.
Or just
a
shorter
person?
Person? What
right.
You mean?
Like, no, like
I mean, kids are small people.
At what point do you categorize a person by their height as like a little person?
Nah, I think for women, I think it's really that feel like this little nigga cannot protect me if anything pops off.
Yeah, maybe it's a security. It sounds like a security.
Yeah, right, you know what I'm saying? Like if this
like
pops off, like, now what if Ice and Los and JB jump on this nigga right now? He ain't gonna do shit with his short ass.
I'm gonna ride with that one. There is security in a taller guy. So I can't say that.
Okay.
But just because he's tall, he may be skinny
and flimsy.
Straight pussy, how we like to call it in the streets.
Right.
Pussy. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Anybody,
whatever. Ladies. The short niggas is in here doing their thing right now, okay? I don't know what Tim talking about. She with the wrong small nigga. I'm trying to tell you.
No, I'm just saying, what if?
But you would know that off the break. Like you would already put him in a position. Like, you know what I'm saying, y'all on dates. Like, hey babe, like what if 5 niggas jump out? What you doing? Like, and he say some stupid shit. Like, I'm gonna run and get help. You know that's not the nigga for you. But if that little nigga be like, you know what, shit babe, like you here, like I'm gonna fight my motherfucker way out. You be like, I might be able to ride with this little nigga. You know what I'm saying? With this, may be able to work. Yeah. But I think that's what it is, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I done went through it. You know what I'm saying? When I was coming out, I know it's hard for y'all. I believe I've been short this whole time. But real talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to get that shit. Like, damn, he cute. But like, with it, like, bitch, I'm killing everything. I'm trying to get the fuck out of there with you. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, I'm going for me. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it, I think that's what it is for females. I think for men, I don't really know if we really give a fuck. Like, you just don't want the ugly
but
bitch.
There are a lot of men that, that are like, they can't date women taller than them. They're
taller,
not going
thicker,
to.
And you know what I'm saying? It's a lot. I don't get it. I'm just rocking with it.
Yeah, nah, I never had an issue with that. Yeah. It never really happened, but even the time when the girl was taller because of her heels, like, I never felt like insecure or not myself. It just, I don't know. I guess that's more has to do with the dude himself, and is he insecure just off Jump Street? You know what I mean? But it's an interesting thing because when you said it, you had to think about it, like,
she's like, why?
But I wonder how many other people, you know what I'm saying, feel that way. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I just want it because.
You're just so used to the norm, right? Like, that's supposed to just be the norm where we just printed categorize and how it's supposed to look. Like, you're supposed to look like this, you know what I'm saying? Your man's supposed to be taller, the girl shorter, da da da, woo da woo, whatever, whatever. I think that shit is,
and it also looks more feminine and masculine, you know what I'm saying? So if the guy is shorter than the girl, it looks a little feminine. It looks like she's running that joint, right?
But if y'all get married with your little short ass, you still running shit at the house, so who's still masculine, who's still strong?
Who says that?
I'm just saying, you just said it like it's supposed to mean, like it don't mean that. It just means one is taller, one is shorter. That's all it is.
I feel you. I don't know. I can't get with that, though. I can't do the shorter guy.
So, like you said, you know, you said you got, like, a little thing for, like, the little baby. What if he was short?
I can't do the shorter guy.
So, little baby coming in, he rapping like,
let's rap, now he keeps going. I saw him live in concert in the summer. So, let me be clear.
Yeah.
I'm definitely a fan of his music, right?
Okay.
But that boy is on all type of drugs. Yeah, so he's not, you know, attractive to me at all.
Yeah.
But I'm a fan of the music.
Right.
Yeah. So I wouldn't date him anyway. And then he's not, like, tall anyway. He real skinny and he probably, like, 5'10".
Well, it's a drug, Sean. I mean, when you're on the drugs, you lose a lot of weight. You know?
Man. He was mumbling the whole time on the mic. I said, oh, this is crazy. And he closed out the concert.
Yeah, okay. Man. Shout out to Lil Baby, yeah. Hey, man.
Yeah, I'm still a fan. Yeah.
Shout out to Grow Shop in the comments. He said, yeah, I can't do a chick taller than me.
See?
Why not, Grow Shop? Tell us why, man. He also said why he typing back and shit. We're going to get into this. He threw in something to talk about. He mentioned the new IRS rule set to go in effect in 2022. For cash apps like Venmo, Zelle, PayPal, and Cash App, they're going to be looking at transactions higher than $600, where the threshold was $20,000.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing anything wild out there that you shouldn't be doing, you know what I'm saying, maybe you should go back to cash, my brother. Yeah. You know what I mean? They said he's tapping into businesses, but I mean,
they starting to do a little bit of that now, because I've had some people say, like, you know what I'm saying, just out.
My Asian homie told me about this about a couple months ago.
Yeah, like, they just starting to shut their Cash App down. Like, they're starting to decline for them to be able to send money and get money on their card. And they have to go get another account. So, y'all better stop that shit, man. Real talk.
I don't get it, because it's still something that can be traced. So, what is the point? What they're really going after are the illegal businesses that have been set up, and they're funneling it through Cash App.
Right.
And so, those businesses are not going to last anyway, or they're going to switch over to Bitcoin or whatever in order to be able to still prosper.
Cryptocurrency, that's a good point.
Speaking of that, do y'all have any coin bits and all that? Any like Bitcoin and all that shit? Like, y'all into all that shit?
Said coin bits.
Coin bits, Bitcoin, all that shit. That shit threw y'all off.
I got a little bit of cryptocurrency. And
I don't know if I trust it, though.
And shared some over the years, but I got a small amount. No, I don't got nothing crazy.
I have stock. So I have stock in, like, Nike, because I wear it all the time and shit like that.
But how do y'all feel about that, though? Like, everything just transferring over to that cryptocurrency.
It's the way of the world, man.
I mean, they've been
talking
about it for over 10 years.
They say they're running out of coins. That's what they say. So we already got Cash App. We already got digital currency
that is
as
true.
We speak, in mm-hmm. a sense, because I could send you some money virtually, and it's in your account, whatever.
Right here. Yeah.
So I feel like it's the way of the world. You know what I mean? Cash is a thing of the past. Plus, like, everything that we got is technology, cell phones, laptops, all this shit. You know what I'm saying? So like, so that. I feel like it's only a matter of time. But you got to think about if they're saying cryptocurrency is allows for less hacking and stuff like that, and you got all these companies, retail companies, and they mm-hmm. data getting shared and lost and all this shit. Like, it's kind of makes sense to go in that way, in my opinion. But
this
I
might
think
be
it's still
a high question. But how do they value the cryptocurrency, the money that's being transferred? So if we went away with all cash
yeah.
altogether. Right. Then how do they value, like, what's what and whose, you know,
yeah.
money is valued more?
That's
than
a good question, too, because I don't know that.
Okay, so
it
ain't just because I
no.
smoked. Okay.
No, I mean, that is a serious question, though. Like you said, I mean,
yeah.
where does that come from, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, how do you, like you said, monitor it all?
I got a little bit of understanding. I don't know a whole lot of it, but I guess similar to the like stocks, you know what I'm saying? The more people buy into it, it rises. Mm-hmm. As far as, like, now how you get it, like, it's this type of way how they mine the coins, and you can't, it's encrypted, so you can't, all you see is a ledger, which is an accounting, you know what I'm saying, of what happened, who was sold to, blah, 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 but you can't steal it or hack it in any way, shape, or form. Because cryptocurrency is supposed to be more secure.
Meaning you can't duplicate it.
But as far as,
like,
how it keeps going up, like, last I saw Bitcoin was $50,000 or something per coin.
Per coin.
It's just everybody flooding the market and purchasing more of it. You know what I'm saying? So it's raising the stock.
Raising the cryptocurrency. Right? You're taking your American money.
Yeah.
And you're buying.
Also, how do you purchase it?
So, but then a guy in Asia is taking his money, mm-hmm. and he's buying into it as well. Are you guys buying into it at the same value, or do they sit back and say, okay, because you're buying into it from the U.S. and your dollar
right.
is
a good question.
Is higher,
a great question.
Do we break you off more money, or is everybody
so
coming in?
So, it'll probably determine the value of the dollar.
I was
going to
say the currency, right?
You know, at that given time, you know what I mean? If, let's say, a yen, and I don't know, I'm just throwing this shit out here. But let's say a dollar equals 10 yen. Uh-huh. Today, but next week it might be worth 20 yen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Might
so
double.
You may possibly get, I don't know, I guess, I'm sure they pay, you know what I mean, cryptocurrency in their own, they're allowed to pay versus in all different types of currency, I'm sure. But I'm pretty sure it's probably based on whatever the dollar amount breaks up to at that particular time. But, you know, that's just always changing, you know what I'm saying?
So is it then determined that if you're doing cryptocurrency that pretty much everybody is on the same playing field whenever they go into it, or what?
Yeah, like, yeah, for sure.
So your money is no more important than my money.
Right.
It's not valued any higher.
Nah, like, because you got different currency, nah.
Okay.
Nah, that's all.
Well, that would change the world if we got rid of money and we're only
right.
doing crypto.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we're all, you know, playing on the same
I
level.
Agree.
Okay.
Well, and it eliminates a lot of that. Like, okay, what's yours worth mine?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I'm
right.
sure before we get to that point, it's gonna be have to be a whole lot of conversations and things that come before that. But
true.
Nah,
we're
it's a
to get
great question
here,
and
some
shit.
More to talk about that. Honestly.
Yeah,
the homie,
well, he said, you know, a little bit of it. Neat, you know what I'm saying? He
yeah, like I said, well,
it.
You know, remember, but he didn't get to bring his man.
Right.
He ended up bringing
yeah,
Adrian.
So maybe,
shout out to him and Adrian.
Yeah.
But yeah, we definitely should bring them back and get a little bit more, because that was the point of having, you know, the other dude to talk
yeah,
about the Forex.
Yeah, he was very insightful, though, so that
yeah,
was a good
yeah.
show.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, let's
mm-hmm.
talk about last season. What was your favorite
it, yeah.
show?
Oh, man, we had a lot of good favorites. My favorite show, I'm actually going to say Drinking with Tony was fun.
Drinking
with Tony
sister,
was,
yeah.
was fun.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out to them.
That's
that
probably
vibe
the longest
thing.
We stayed here after the show.
After
ended.
The show, yeah. It was
Which
it was
we got to
really
keep
good.
In mind when at the end of this joint. But
yeah,
yeah. That was probably.
That one was a good one that just sticks out to me. I mean, we had a lot of women this last season, which was great. It was a lot of, you know what I'm saying, black strong women that came through last season. But Drinking
yeah,
with Tony
sure.
is one of those that kind of really stuck out to me right there. We had a good vibe with them.
Who would be mine? That's a good question. I always like the weed episodes, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
It's always a good time with the homies.
God,
smoking.
Had
and then y'all was quiet. Y'all was quiet. Oh, I know y'all had enjoyed yourself.
Are we ever gonna let that one go? Nah.
Hey, you know what? Cause look, the whole time I kept thinking I was bumping Tish, and I was like, my bad, Tish. And Tish ain't even say, I'm not even hitting. I'm hitting the table the whole time.
Right.
Like,
oh, one of the funniest ones was our Really Dope Gang came. You know what I'm saying? And it was freestyling. Shout out to them. That shout out to Really Dope Gang. Who else? I like the one with Ebony. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was a good one. That was fun too.
That was a lot of fun.
That was fun too.
What about you, Tish?
Yeah. My favorite was probably my sister. She was really insightful. So Carpe Diem, shout out to her.
Yeah,
you guys
will
sign
Especially
up.
That story she told about that ass whooping you took.
Shut up.
That was a good one. I love that. I'm still waiting on the video, sis. So send that through here, you know what I mean? Cause we need that.
No, they don't.
Yeah, we need that.
No, they don't. Terrible.
We got a guest in the building.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Chandra.
Miss Chandra is in the building
again.
Thank
you know what I mean?
She
decided to come back. You know what I mean? To deal with us one more again.
I don't know why.
Appreciate you as always.
You know, we be having fun, man. You know what I'm saying? COTR gang. Y'all know what it is. How you doing though?
I'm good. I'm good today.
Okay.
How's your Monday? Monday been crazy or you got a lot running around? Mondays are a little.
I will say this. My schedule is closed on Mondays.
Okay.
Because that's my day to catch up. And, you know, most journalists aren't answering emails on Mondays. So I'm able to schedule my emails for the week.
Okay. That's right.
Do my reports and stuff.
So, again, what is it that you do? What company do you have? Because you're all over my Instagram and Facebook, and you always doing something. So break it down.
Well, I'm the principal consultant and publicist for Chandra Work Consulting. It's a boutique business consulting foundation firm and public relations firm. I am also the founder of the Urban Fight Foundation. Uh-huh. That's where I do voter information, registrations, also
okay.
community information.
Okay.
Take your time. We know it's a list.
Yeah, we got time.
It's a long list.
Yeah.
Take your time. I'm trying to figure out. I'm putting them in alphabetical order in my head, and it's it's my superpower. But I'm also the host of Conversations with Chan. It's a publication, YouTube, and podcast. I am the senior producer and CEO of SCM Productions, where I put together comedic events. I put together conferences. I do the technical background for all of those things. I am the founder and of the Greater Northern Virginia Comedy and Film Festival, the first one to span over 5 counties in Virginia, and founded by myself.
Wow.
I literally pulled it off by myself, and that's about it for now. I think that's it. Don't keep me to lying.
Wow. Okay, so where do we start?
Right, I mean, like, what don't you do?
Yeah.
Sleep.
I know that's right. Well, thanks for coming back.
Thank you for having me.
You was mentioning something about the voting. We have some elections going on around here locally. So, as far as, like, what you got going on with the voting, and you just explained everything that you're doing, who are you looking at in this election coming up right now that's standing out to you?
Ooh, I can't say publicly because of what I do as my organization.
Okay.
But there are some. I need people to not vote party lines, but look at what they're offering.
Yeah. Okay.
Because, as you can see, there's a certain party that's now running slanderous ads.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Taking clips and things that we didn't hear the whole debate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So look at all of that and think about how one party is not doing the mudslinging and how the other party is kind of stoking the fires of fear.
Right.
And we got to look at the facts. We got to look at, you know, the numbers, because those things are public. You can know who voted for what and who said what. And if y'all read some of those reports, you would probably go stand outside some of these people's office and be like, so what's good? You know, you took out my benefits, cut my money, what's good? Y'all would say, you know, y'all would do that, because it's like, and then the gerrymandering that's going on now with the redistricting, you don't see on the news or anywhere that they're talking about.
Right.
They've been gridlocked. they have been sitting 8 hours a day using y'all tax dollars, trying to redline and rearrange things so that money will follow
in certain counties.
Yes, and then the thing is, it also how those tax dollars will be allocated. So one county may be split eight different times, eight different ways, just so they can keep the money in that one little section.
Wow.
Right.
It's real. It's more than just the federal stuff. Right now, we have one candidate that's talking about cutting the food tax. Because, you know, we got two taxes. Mm-hmm. You know, and in some places, you got a third one that's a county tax. Mm-hmm. But if you think about if they cut that food tax, farmers, the distribution companies, the transportation, the trucks and the trains that do it, that tax takes care of the infrastructure and the other things that help you to keep the food costs low. You think the food tax go away? What you think gonna happen? Where that money gonna come from? The cost of food
from somewhere else.
It's gonna go up, and they're not saying that in their ads. And that's part of the reason why I'm like, I done got blocked by a couple of them because I.
So one thing you said actually, and that may have went over some people's heads, gerrymandering. So essentially, how I understand it is. Kind of like how you are in schools, right? You're in high schools or whatever, and maybe one year you may go to this high school, but the next year you're like, damn, they changed the boundaries, and I go to another high school. Where this is similar to that, but the reason why voting is important is because when they redistrict or gerrymander and kind of use this like a coloring book and erase certain lines and draw lines around certain quote-unquote neighborhoods, right?
Red line.
That we know. So, and then funds are only gone to those particular places, and that's why voting is important. So can you kind of talk a bit more about gerrymandering, that whole process and how...
So, I'm going to give an example. I don't know if y'all are familiar with D.C., right?
Yeah.
Y'all know Berry Farms is well known as a housing project area, right?
Right.
Now, ride through D.C. now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got to look at the basketball court. You know what I'm saying? Like, they really...
It was right there.
And then now you see it's under the court. You don't see nothing. Yep. And that's what it is.
Yeah.
So, what they did was, it's kind of like, even here in Virginia... So there's a space right where Quantico, Stafford,
I was gonna bring this up. This
and Prince example. William County meets, right? There's per capita, there's a lot of money there. You get what I'm saying? The property value is a lot better, you know, and then so there are certain people down in Richmond who make the decisions in DC want to kind of take that section and put it in a pocket. Because one of the head of the section is the House Appropriations Committee leader, right? That's who really does make the money decisions.
Yeah.
So I just need y'all to follow the clues real quick. I ain't gonna say it directly, but I'm gonna say it. To keep the successor of that position, because we all gotta understand, each party, I'm not gonna go too deep. Each party delegates somebody to run.
Right.
So you have four or five people who are vying for the position to run. But if they have it worked out that they have certain candidates coming in, so this is how they want it to go. That section that has all the money, they want it under the strings of someone who can make decisions to move the money. You get what I'm saying? So that's pretty much what they're trying to do, to control holds the whim of a certain section gets the most money. With money comes lobbying. With money comes buying, you know, going to D.C. and making changes that will trickle down to us.
Yeah.
This is what that means. Like, think about your kids going to a high school that has one teacher per 24 students and then going to a school that has one teacher per 42 students. Think about that's what they're pretty much trying to do.
Yeah.
That's gerrymandering. It's stacking the deck.
Yeah.
But not really doing it legally. Well, quote unquote, it still ain't legal. You know, but you get what I'm saying. So, I hope that didn't make it's just like it's a lot to explain.
That was a lot of information and gain. Like, appreciate that.
Woodbridge compared to Dumfries.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying? Let's talk about
Dumfries is its own entity though. They're
the
town.
They're town.
And they got their own
police
leadership.
And everything.
Yeah,
like
they have everything. But they can go get money.
But when they rezone Dumfries,
That whole little section right there.
Okay, yep, that's where I'm going.
I know what you're talking about. That section
over
there.
There you go. When they rezoned Dumfries, they made sure they put that on one side.
Go on over there with you. Go on with your daddy.
They would have included it with Woodbridge. Woodbridge would have lost money.
Right.
Woodbridge got new infrastructure, new schools,
yep,
new roads.
But that section, they took away their farmer's market. They took away their access to food. They have to go so far to get.
Exactly.
So, but the corner stores are popping up and everything like that. And the person, the councilwoman, Councilwoman Neville, you are a beast at what you do. I'm just gonna tell you that she was the first one that brought a farmer's market right there.
Mm-hmm.
They had before and after school care for those people over there.
Mm-hmm.
Ask the town council what happened, why that's not there no more. But we got a casino coming though,
large one, lots of money.
But I mean, don't get me wrong. I get why they put them kids over there with Dumfries, but Dumfries need to do what's best for Dumfries. Because if you look at the leadership of what it looked like, they know better. Because
mm-hmm.
I be looking, y'all know what y'all. It's irritating, but there's so many fires to put out. But y'all just need to go vote and stop playing. Because some of these people that are crazy, I'ma say. Some of these candidates are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and I swear we're gonna be 10 years later talking about, were you affected by the presidency of 44? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's gonna be.
So speaking of, we got an election coming up. Is it November 2nd?
November 2nd. But you can vote early until October 30th, and I want y'all to take advantage of the early voting, because that gives a good gauge. You get what I'm saying?
Where people going?
Or what people, you know what I'm saying? Because we want to make sure you give everybody the opportunity to know. Because if you don't want to go to work, or because some people still driving to work,
right,
go vote early. They got Saturday voting. Yeah. They got drive.
You
got to
drive it.
Yeah, you can do all that.
So early voting, how does one vote early?
Go to your local Board of Elections office.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they have a drop box. Sometimes they have a ballot box. But either way, go up there. Take your voter registration or your ID and vote. It's normally do their normal business hours in 2 Saturdays this month.
Okay.
I'm doing a virtual vote early day session on the 23rd.
Okay.
On the 23rd to get all the questions that, you know, you want to ask about how to vote early.
Because
Virginia is very particular, so I want to make sure I have a video that I created so you can see what it means when you go to vote early. Like, you can even check online.
I appreciate you for doing that. Because it is a vital. I believe in voting. Just because. Me, just before anything else, our ancestors died to have the right to. Period.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, and now they're trying to take it away from you. You know what I mean? All these different ways to make it more difficult to vote for people. Why is that? You know what I mean? It also helps change. You have an impact in your community. Just like how she said, you can see, you know, have an impact on where the dollars are going. You know what I mean? You know who's in office and make an impact on the school system, the infrastructure, and everything else. So, I don't feel like voting is the only way, but it is one way, and there's other ways to kind of corral the rest of the community to better and pull one up. You know what I'm saying? So,
and a lot of times, we need to actually start going to the school board meetings. Even if you online, you can still submit your comments and all that kind of stuff, because within those meetings, those board of supervisors meetings, all those meetings are decisions that are going to affect affect everybody in that county. So being able to, before they make the vote, to express yourself and say, look, this is how you voting yes will affect me, or this is how you voting no will affect me. And then you and put it in perspective of, you know what I'm saying, when you at the doctor's and you need something, you know what I'm saying, speak up. Pretty much, you got to speak up and do that due diligence, because they're not going to do it. They're not going to look at it from your perspectives. Some people don't live paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
Some people don't even understand how much a gallon of milk costs.
Mm-hmm.
So putting that into perspective, speak up. And if anybody's like, oh, I ain't getting into politics, it's not politics when it comes down to making sure you have, you know, affordable housing. Shelters are being taken care of. people are getting access to benefits and things like that that would better help them, not strip them. Because everybody, you know, because some of these candidates come up, we putting people back to work. Who went back to work? McDonald's is done. Actually, if you could, if you're paying somebody $21 an hour, why you couldn't do that before? Why would you giving people slave wages? So that means people are not dumb anymore.
Yeah.
If you're able to pay me $20 an hour now, how can I, like, your judgment is fucked up now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because you did me dirty all these years. Now you're going to do right. It's like a couple that, you know, one of them been acting up for 30 years. And then she finally, you know, he gets fed up and just say, you know what? But I'm going to do better. Nah. That's why we ain't got nobody at the drive-thru at 2 o'clock in the morning when I'm trying to get my french fries.
Well, you know what? I feel like nowadays is one of the best times for people to seek new work or something new to do or start a
that's
business.
What's going on.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
going on.
It, you know what I mean? It's opportunity out there.
Talking to me crazy because you don't want to drop the fries and you standing right. No, you won't. I'm just, it's the logic like of people being so dependent on, you know, making it. Like, oh, I gotta stretch it, I gotta make it do what it do. There's no reward if there's no struggle. We ain't gotta struggle all the time. I just y'all, I'm still mad
that's
about my fries.
I like it.
That staff at McDonald's be slow at night.
When they hit you with the we're cleaning for COVID, ain't nobody even in there. just drop me some fries. I don't care. You know how many times I done went by there for my fries at 2:30 in the morning.
Which one?
Right there on 610. The one.
Right when you get off it.
Yeah.
Exactly which one y'all talking
and
about.
And I'm dead serious. Let me go
you
ahead
don't be
and.
There 2 hours.
Yeah,
like,
I know exactly.
Disclaimer.
They was like that when I was out there, like, because I used to.
Somebody's
like,
about to get stolen.
It was terrible. Yeah, they terrible.
I'm just saying, because he was talking about we're not taking no orders, Willie. So I went back, and you know, I'm going to speak to the manager. And I did ask, first of all, ma'am, what is going on between these hours? Why y'all cleaning for so long? She goes, what? I said, see, y'all don't even know what's going on in y'all restaurant.
Yeah.
Get y'all just closed. Turn the lights off. Don't have nothing on, so I won't stop.
See, drop something in that comment box. Let them know. Like, yeah.
That's true. I didn't know that they didn't
That's
know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that joint is a hassle.
I'm so mad. I'm still mad.
I see.
So, speaking of the election that's coming on the 2nd, let's talk about the candidates. Can you tell us a little bit about the candidates, those that are running?
So each county is different. Y'all have a different group of, but y'all delegates are about the same. Y'all got Candy King and I forgot who she running up against. But y'all have, but we have three different people running for governor. Mm. And this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to always say there's three people running. Even though they don't give Princess her due, she's running for governor. She's the first queer black woman to run.
Right.
Okay, so let's just go ahead and say that. Then you
she's
got
independent or
she's
she
a is libertarian, something like that.
Okay.
Don't get me to saying that.
I know it's something about it.
So I don't look educated.
Nah.
No, she's running, and you know they did some real shiesty mess to her at the governor's.
I heard about this.
They invited her to sit in the audience.
They ain't let her speak.
And they wouldn't let her speak. So first of all, y'all, let me explain something to y'all about dealing with black women. You will not invite us nowhere where we supposed to be, and we not going to say nothing.
100%.
She said what she needed to say. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud of her for standing her ground, because a lot of us will cower down, or, you know what I'm saying, oh, I don't want to make a scene. Oh, I'm making all the scenes.
Right. Let it be known.
The beginning, the end, and the closing.
You're going to remember me.
Yes, and that's the biggest thing.
That's the point.
Yeah, we got two people that we're always used to seeing, you know, y'all know where they are. But then you have somebody there basically stifling her campaign.
Yeah.
But if you look at across the board, there are more people of color running for office now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot more.
Yeah, especially like in Prince William County, mm-hmm. Stafford County, and other counties that are further south.
Which is crazy.
That, you know what? And back in the day, they were scared. Mm-hmm. Now they like, okay, bet this new generation. I'm not trying to say nothing about us. But
nah,
we
say
not,
that shit. Because it's the truth. I feel like what you about to say.
Yeah. We're gonna change things, and we're not gonna. Oh, you're not gonna talk to us crazy on this little piece of job,
right?
You know. So there are more of our age group that are running when we wouldn't have had that.
Right.
There are younger ones who are being groomed who already said, listen. I'm going to follow this, but by the time I'm able to run at that age, I'm running. Mm-hmm. There are those who are ready to make change.
And people empowered. They had enough.
We not our ancestors. Yeah. Just saying, because now, I mean, that generation after us.
Say that again.
They a little bit, they don't got no feelings. Yeah. Well, fuck you, man. Yeah. Like, they don't care. Well,
I can't wait to see Congress in the next 20 years. These young niggas.
I'm going to be shocked.
We might be in trouble.
Yeah, man.
No, we won't be. You know what I mean?
But I'm just saying, like, everybody's just going to be too real. Like, hey, dog, we're not going for that shit.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? And got to salute that. I ain't mad at that.
I ain't even mad at them. But to some of the candidates, I will say this. With the delegates that are running, with the attorney general, you have two individuals. One of them who is a conservative. I will say, I'm not going to give names because it's kind of, I don't want to, you know, but you have to look at the message and the fear. It's the angles. Look at how the fear mongering and how, look at each candidate and then how you could, one of them is an immigrant, well, child of an immigrant. But the policies don't fit the family structure. Like, dude, this party don't even like y'all for real. Why is you over there with, you know, with people that don't? But and then we have a lady.
Take your time, baby girl. No, take your time.
I'm just
for real. Cause
bless her heart. You know, I'm gonna say this. We have a black woman that's running, and for the Commonwelth.
Is that the one that's running with what is it, Youngkin?
Yeah.
That whole flyer, like, even like her own personal picture, and then it was like a group picture, and I was like,
ma'am, you one of these things ain't like, I was like, not like
she?
Other.
I was like, who is she? Like, who is this?
Ma'am, you would have been going in the back door and you talking about you want to be with them. You going around back, they walking in the front. This is, and this is what I would say. I'm not knocking no candidate for running because it takes a lot, but ma'am, this is not for you.
And that, you know, that's why I asked when you said I can't. I was like, damn,
I can't I was going to ask specifically
about her for real. Like,
I will be providing a great description, so you'll know who I'm talking about, okay? Just be aware of these people who... it's little things to look for. That's all I'm saying. Not saying you don't look at the policies, but if their edges is a little... You know, you could not be... Your edges may not be straight down, but that right there...
Hey, like Ice.
So how close of a race do you think is going to be between the primary candidates? Because Virginia has been blue for a couple years.
We just got blue,
but it's happened repeated.
But recently.
Yes,
I think this election, with the amount of children who have turned 18 and 19. Mm-hmm. See, this is the thing. They didn't anticipate all them children that was getting of age, so they're leading the charge on keeping the wave blue.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And with the rhetoric and stuff, I think it's going to be close, but it's going to be the right way. Because some of the... If you still delusional about January, you do not need to be in nobody's office. Because clearly something wrong with your brain. I'm just saying. I
definitely agree. We drop stuff everywhere.
Okay. But Chan, they don't want to ask you
some Sears.
If you could run in the politician and could be with the politics... What would be the main thing that you would focus on? Like, what would you do to change everything that's going on? Like, what would be your main thing? How would your campaign be running? What would y'all be focused on?
The biggest thing, well, I don't want to run for office.
That's a great question and shit.
I want to actually become a judge in Stafford County.
Oh, shit.
Because
change some shit down there.
The family, juvenile court, that one. We have a black woman over the general district, but we don't have, you know, a new face, you know what I'm saying, that it's a younger,
you know what I'm saying, in there.
And I mean, I know I'm focused because on Stafford, but that's where I live at.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my kids, my sons are there, my daughter there, and I feel like if you live somewhere, you got to be comfortable, and you got to be targeted and focused. But yeah, I would eventually want to become a judge in family juvenile. You know what I'm saying? Because
family juvenile.
Okay. Because a lot of times there are people who don't understand our culture, so they sentence based on knowing that little Billy got a jungle gym in the backyard, and his daddy come home at 5, and mama at the door, hey, and she up there popping pills. Never mind, but you get what I'm saying.
Also, a lot of those judges, they invest in the private prison system. So
Rappahannock is not.
They're family owned, though, right? Like, they're family owned. They're family owned. Because I gave them a good 45 days.
I ain't want to say nothing, but there are people who are sitting that have a vested interest in keeping that. Even the anger management programs that they assign to people, those individuals have to pay $500 or more to take the class. Then if they miss 2 days, they got kicked out, they violated, and they got to go back, and it's all over again. And pay another $500. Now, if that's not some money laundering, I don't know what is, because what family could come up with $500 if they already doing stuff, you know what I'm saying, already in the system?
Right.
You're kind of creating a school to prison pipeline, because they have 5-year-olds who have been sentenced to juvie because the teacher didn't like the way that they had it. He's 5. These kids are 5. Like, what 5-year-old can control their emotions? They don't even know what's going on. But you won't. And that's another thing.
Yeah, Stafford County is a very aggressive and prejudiced county. I'm going to just put that out
there.
That
whole thing.
All of it.
Fredericksburg,
like
Stafford.
Being in it if I don't got to be in it. Like,
because I was in Stafford or
a couple nice things here and there. They've been building up now. Central Park area, crazy.
They've been building up on black people out there. So, the black folks are coming south, you know, and it is going to make a change.
It's the push from the... This is why I named my organization the Urban Flight Foundation. Because 5-6 years ago, I saw it. You get what I'm saying? I saw the migration that they were sending people when the only vouchers was down Roanoke, down Richmond, down Henry, like all these counties that wasn't nowhere near where they need to be. Arlington, you know what I'm saying? Alexandria, nobody was getting housing vouchers for those areas because, you know, working on the side of the nonprofit that I worked for, that I head of, I saw them, the vouchers that were going further and further down 95.
Okay.
I saw that years ago, and I was like, oh, I see what they doing, and that's why. You're going to see a lot of us down here that ain't never seen a cow, for real. Like, see the steak, but it's they're going to be the ones to change that culture.
Yeah.
Their kids, and you know what I'm saying?
But the difference is in the Stafford County area now is, before, they were moving a lot of people from Dumfries because they were getting ready to bulldoze Dumfries, so they were moving them to Stafford County, right? Mm-hmm. And now, it's a difference in the migration because you have people with some type of wealth and education coming down. They're actually purchasing the land.
Yeah.
And so, that's a total difference from the government saying, hey, you can live here. No.
Because we got two little housing things out there. That's done by design to keep...
Most definitely.
To keep the unsavory factors in there. But there's people that have been in there for years. It's like, you ain't never moved.
It's off a back road. And if you didn't know, then you don't know.
I didn't know when I moved there. And I was like, why y'all didn't tell me little Baghdad was over here? Okay. I got it. I just won't come out at night. It's how counties, like if you look at, we're like the 3rd richest county in the country.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at that should tell you there ain't no projects over there. Okay. Mm-hmm. None. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be way out somewhere in a field that...
Stafford County is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
That shit's on the low. They don't talk about that shit.
Because they don't want y'all...
That's to your point.
They don't want you coming out.
It's funny you say that, though, because what Tisha was saying, and I've been hearing this for at least the past 5-7 years, a lot of people moving south. And then I know some people buying it because it's a lot of land out there. You know what I mean?
So anybody
who's listening with the earshot of my voice, go buy some land down there.
$5,000-$10,000.
Especially if you look like me.
You can get.
And it's going for the. Like,
it's for the low. You can pick up enough and then actually see. Okay, never mind.
Build on it.
No,
you can buy let's hip them to something, because you can go down to Stafford and buy an empty lot of land with just grass and trees.
And plants and shit.
You don't have to do anything to the land.
Yeah.
You can sit there, let it sit there. I guarantee you within the year, other people will be asking you to either rent your land
or
purchase pieces of your land.
But plant you some stuff on that land so your taxes and stuff will be less than on that land.
There you go.
And you could turn a profit. See, and that's what I'm saying. Or the biggest thing is, and I'm going to say this, bees. Dead ass.
Yeah.
Bees are... you there? If you all look, I gotta go on the website
again.
It's
good for the environment too.
That's the thing is, there's so much funding for that because it keeps, you know, if you
ecosystem,
it keeps it going. But the thing is, there are plants that are going extinct and stuff like that. So
that's a genius idea.
Bees get you and plant you, so
they
get
pollinate
you,
everywhere they go.
You know, and you keep them where they are. You and it's, the thing is,
I wear one of them beekeeper suits and shit. Just make sure I'm
funding
wrapped up.
Is there for that because that's very federally and, you know, state and county wise.
Yeah, I just watched this show on Netflix and they were
y'all ain't heard that from me.
But so they said, like, they were saying how bees are like the most fundamental thing to our environment.
They keep us going.
Yeah.
They keep us plants and stuff. But listen, if y'all listening, that wasn't for me. So don't be trying to find me and shut me up, because you will get. Never mind.
And speaking of that, fuck this shit. Shout out to your sweatshirt. A wise Joan once said, fuck this shit, and she lived happily ever after.
Hey,
I love that. I had to shout that out because that's dope.
My Philly sis.
Shout out to Philly. I love.
For the Jones.
Shout out to Philly. And shout out to local artisan foods.
Shout out to the Eagles.
Who's out Philly. You know what I'm saying? I actually been out there. They got some good French toast. Shout out to local artisan foods in the building. But yeah, and I love Philly too, by the way.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I'm
my
saying?
City out there.
And if y'all ever in Philly, go to Leo's. It's right outside of Philly, right before you get into Philly. You will thank me later.
Leo.
Everybody that I brought there loves it.
Oh yeah, what you want about
it? Was it a restaurant, bar, food spot? Like,
it's like a steak and cheese little mom and pop shop, but it's been there
shop
for like 50, 60 years.
Okay.
It's in the cut.
That, don't make me make a trip up that joint.
Hey, go there and Gooey Louie's.
Make sure you stop at the Amish market for me, though.
Yes, I'll stop at all of them.
Fresh sausages, the bread,
Oh, yeah, they definitely got the Amish joint up there.
That's what's up, man. So we getting into, I want to cut y'all off. I love the conversation where we're going. We got
lanes?
Nah, not necessarily. We got 30 minutes left, but we still got
Chandra. We've been here for a whole hour already.
Yeah, man. Dang. Time been flying, man. We've been.
Let's switch gears.
Switch gears. A little bit more fun, though.
I want to ask about your podcast.
You got so much shit going on. Gore Consults. Want to know what you're consulting. So,
the consultant. I want to know about the conversation with Chan. I've been following you on the Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, seeing you on the Amazon Live and everything like that.
Know.
I've been definitely checking in, as you can tell. You know what I'm saying? I'm always shouting you out, saying what's up to you and stuff. So, where'd this come from? How long you been doing it? Like, what made you want to do all of this?
Actually, stumbled upon the I will find a coin, okay? Let's just go ahead and say it. I actually stumbled onto Amazon influencer and live streaming back in 2020 before, and there was like nobody on the platform.
Oh shit.
So my first interview on there was with a New York Times bestseller author that lives in France. Now I'm out the gate, we just doing it like that. Okay, cool. So we did it and whatever, and it just, and I that's one of the things, my conversations are like, I can talk with anybody that has any kind of background. I could, you know, we could go chop it up, and it's, so from there, I just started giving out tips and stuff, because people ask me the same questions, and so I'll send them to different podcast episodes, because one, I don't like repeating myself, and two, that it's annoying to repeat myself, so that's what I'm saying, but those are two things, so I figured I could monetize those episodes. It was just, that's how it started, and then I got the listens, because people were asking me the same questions. They didn't want to book no consultation, so I send them the podcast, so either way, I'm going to get a coin. So, you know, and then people started reaching out because I was a guest on some shows, and they were like, oh, you are good or whatever. They started reaching out, wanting to talk, and I started interviewing different celebrities, different people like that, and it was fun. And so I still do it. You know, that's the most fun. But then I also write, as well. I write for several news magazines and stuff like that, and then have my own publication.
Go ahead, Shawty.
Sometimes, you know, people don't have a way to get their word out there or get their story.
Yeah.
So I try to help them tell their story, and if somebody's interested, then, you know, they'll reach out and work with them, because some of the most people that are doing great things will never speak about the great things they talk about they're doing, because they humble, and plus, you know, I'm a very private person.
Yeah.
You don't even know kids. You don't know nothing about my life. I'll post my daddy though, and if somebody says something about my daddy, then it's gonna be. But that's because I rep my father, you know. But people don't really tell their story. They don't really let people know, and they're just out here doing. I was like, dang, there's so many people I run into. Like, this one person owns a software company, and I met them by happenstance. I was like, you look fun to talk to. I'm like, first of all, that's back when social distancing wasn't a thing, but it was weird to have some weird person come up to me and say, you look, I'm very unapproachable. We started talking, and the conversation was good, so it just kept going, and then, I like that. That's the only part where I'll people my podcast and writing articles. That's the only time I'll people.
So, you writing, so what are there specific types of articles that you write, or?
I write, for the Stars and Stripes, for the military paper I wrote.
Okay.
For the...
It's on base and shit.
Yeah, I got the hard copy, and it's digital, too. Like, so I wrote two articles to help business owners, entrepreneurs, the tips and things like that.
Okay.
But I actually went into the diverse... I think one of them was on diversifying your content, your pictures and stuff like that, how more diverse it's becoming and stuff like that. So utilizing that, if it speaks to you and it speaks to your brand... See, now I'm going into... consulting mode, because you got to think about how your brand looks, and if you're a single parent or whatever, do imagery that speaks to single parents, because that's who you want your audience to be. So that was my article. That was one of my articles. And then the other one is understanding how to, you know, relate to your community and be there and, you know, connect with them, even if you're there for a short amount of time. Yeah.
Okay.
Like that.
That's what's
like
up, man. You got many talents. Many talents.
Got a lot going on.
So your podcast, do you feel like it's a form of therapy? Because you feel like you said that's your only way, really, that you're on a lot of people. You feel like you kind of, it's therapeutic for you.
It's very therapeutic because I'm boring. You know what I'm saying? No,
I get it. When you get home.
When you get through. I
can be in the house when the lockdown came. I was like, y'all mad? I am excited.
Yeah,
like,
I was too.
Because I was able to not have to be on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And a lot of times, because people will walk up to me and talk, I'm like, do you? Because they say your face, you just look like you happy all the time. First of all, I will cut you. because some people, you know, they don't understand. They didn't understand. Like, I take on a lot from people, so it's like, dang, somebody, it's always the person that's going through the worst stuff that come up to you and talk to you, and I'm like, why do y'all do this? And then I'm left carrying that weight when they walk away.
You're a giver.
So it's like, dang, I was so happy. And so, yeah, my podcast is,
And speaking of the podcast, shout it out again.
It's Conversation with Chan.
How does one get it? Like,
go to my website.
Okay.
Everything is there. Links to the publications I write for. Links to the actual publication, the YouTube channel. You're going to see some familiar faces, because I actually got Bishop Sapp to actually laugh. And he was like, really? And I had to ask him, because as a saved adjacent person, like, I know I'm on the block list from heaven, but you know, I'm gonna try to get on it though, y'all. I would be on the waiting list outside, but I had to clarify that and ask him questions. But yeah, go to the YouTube. You can watch, you know, me be myself.
And the name of it, what's the website?
Conversations with Chan.
And what about the comedy? Because, girl, you've always been funny as hell.
Let's talk about
our episode last season. I think I remember you write jokes for people.
Somebody actually, I remember having a conversation. Somebody actually went on stage and did what I said. Like, the regular conversation, they went on and did. I was like, oh, okay, bet.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, right.
Like, cool. Like, but it's, I actually.
Nah, you funny as shit.
Like, because I had to do, one of my clients needed to respond to articles and stuff, that's how I would write for, like, physically write the article. Like, yeah. I didn't write for nobody to do stand-up because I'm very possessive.
Okay.
So I ain't some of them comics right. that see their whole set be, yeah. and I'm like, you're not even gonna get midway through, cause I'm just going, I'm gonna show you. Yeah. You're not gonna do.
I'm running up on stage, fucking this all up. Hello? You know what I'm saying? Hello? I'm with you.
Show
on that.
Over. Yeah. Right. Lock the door. Like that's what it would yeah. be. Because that's and this is the biggest thing I'll say about comedians. I'm happy that you are up there.
Man, thank you.
I
thank
really
you.
Am yes, stressing sir. To comedians as we saw like in the last some comedians passed away. They're doing GoFundMe. Fish fries and spaghetti dinners.
Yeah.
No, y'all are a business.
Spaghetti dinner.
Get you like seriously register as a business so yes. that you can yes. take advantage mm-hmm. of the entertain. Like there was a whole fund for entertainers,
mm-hmm.
stand up comedians. If they had their business in order,
right,
they could have yeah. got that. And then I was working on a thing a couple years ago. To have like an association, they pay like $25. It's like, and it has an insurance policy, the COI, which is a certificate of insurance, so that okay. if a show,
for businesses insurance.
Yeah, if
yeah.
a show okay. actually gets canceled, that's you know mm-hmm. out of your control. That's an yeah. act of God. You're gonna get your money because exactly. insurance will pay you out. Okay. You know how much okay. pushback I got from some of these comedians? I said I'm trying to save you and your family. From getting your like, I was the biggest case.
They
I
don't have that vision.
They don't see it as a because you know Ronaldo Ray, right?
Yeah.
He when he passed away, his family is still fighting for his royalties.
Damn.
Like you, if you think about it, as a comedian, somebody records you. You know what I'm saying? They submit it. They get the check off of you.
Hmm.
So that's why I did a digital distribution deal where I had, I'm the only one with it because the contract is still valid.
Hmm.
They actually would, I have my own channel just for this area
yeah.
on Tidal, Spotify, wow. all these things.
Wow.
I had so many people like say, oh, you taken from us and all this other stuff. And, but they never read the fine print.
Mm.
It's 10% to handle the administration to get your stuff mastered and stuff like that. You get 90% of all your money. I want nothing.
Yeah.
That was a problem.
Okay.
Like, it's like the crabs in the barrel mentality. Like, I'm not no slouch when it comes to business, but comedy is something that I will always have a passion for because I want our community to be better.
Yeah.
You know, it's embarrassing to see, you know, somebody who's been in movies and stuff
right.
go, like, you know, that it's embarrassing yeah. because as a people, you have these other comedians on the other side.
Yeah.
They die, they getting a star and yeah. all this, the tributes and all that, and look at us.
Yeah. yeah.
On somebody's yeah. t-shirt for $10 look like
we gotta do better.
Like, no!
No bullshit.
I'm sorry.
We gotta do better for sure.
That's my passion.
So, speaking of that passion, like, where did that come from? Like, does it
my
childhood?
Father,
okay.
My dad always used to tell me, and God rest his soul, that's my best friend. He always used to tell me, like, you don't want to leave this earth and be forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want your work and all this stuff you're going through to be in vain without leaving something that's gonna, you know what I'm saying, touch somebody when you're gone.
Mm, right.
So that's, and when he said that to me, man, that just, it's trying to change everything. And, you know, being that he's an entrepreneur too,
yeah.
the hustle is in my blood. My great grandmother too, she was, man, listen, I know what's in my blood. Like, I can only do that.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. what are you trying to leave behind?
A legacy. Like, my kids, just on generational wealth, you know what I'm saying? Like, understanding yeah. that you don't have to drive the best to be living good.
Uh-huh.
Because I'd rather buy a bag. Like, I have a 99 Honda Civic.
Hmm.
But can't nobody touch my bag collection, my jewelry collection, or my bank account. So, I would rather us get away from that mentality and build that wealth for us, ourselves.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So, I've been teaching my children. My son is 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He launched two businesses, got a job, and going to school.
Okay.
My daughter just turned 17. She has her own business as well. Now, my 14-year-old, I don't know what he's doing, but he expensive. So he just, you know, he understands. He'll support me. He's my assistant. If I go on site and I need a camera person or whatever, he need to be somebody need to be mic'd up, my youngest son, he's ready for it. He's taking the classes to go into production like me. He knows the equipment. He knows how to get, you know, get it done. So, yeah, that's what I'm leaving because without them understanding, I can only look out for mine.
Right.
I can tell everybody else here, these are some tips that y'all have, but I can't make people do it. And I'm not going to be one of those people that would focus on making you understand, like, you got to do it, you got to do it. I'm not going to waste my time when I got three.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? That need that. You know what I'm saying? Facts. So that's what I want to leave. My three. I can't do nothing for nobody else.
It's a beautiful thing. And that's what it's supposed to be in everybody's household. You know what I mean? The world be a better place. So shout out to that and shout out to your three and the legacy that you're leaving for them, but the example that you're setting for them. You know what I mean? I'm sure they see it.
You know, hey, daddy, let me mind.
Did you want to get into this?
Okay. Hell no.
That's another episode. You know what I'm saying?
Look, right, right up here and get to the job. I'm just saying. Ain't seen you in 6 years. I don't know what to tell you, Slim.
Well, Chan, I definitely gotta say, man, we definitely salute your grinds. Definitely salute your hustle. A lot of things
Black
that you're
excellence
doing.
In the flesh, for sure.
If you don't know what that looks like,
all the businesses.
And because she entered into the consulting as well. So we, I mean, but you got like what, three more businesses going on as well.
Right. No, I mean, there's more stuff that's coming, but
and you advise. You also sit down with people and help them with their marketing plans,
their business structure. And I'm quick to take somebody's business back to platform. Like, you can have the best computer ever, but sometimes your system gets corrupt because you done gone too far. You done really messed up. I take it back to platform and build it back up and make it even better. So that's the beautiful part of seeing somebody's baby. Like, that's a baby. Right, your business is a baby.
Yeah.
Your brand is your baby. Just to see that twinkle in people's eyes.
Yeah.
That's what that, like, man, I love seeing that. That's the that is the that's why I do it, cuz you know.
Man, I like it.
It's a beautiful thing. So yeah, I do that, and you know, I may not have the I got people on my team, cuz I have a creative eye. They bring it to me, but don't ask me to start from scratch, because that ain't my forte. That's why I got a creative director on my team. Because
I'll tell you
what the colors should be, but I ain't gonna tell you what how to
design it or whatever.
I don't know nothing about that. Yeah. Give me some examples. I'ma pick something.
There you go.
But I'm no.
There you go.
That is not my ministry.
I can dig it.
Like
5 years from now, where do you see yourself, your businesses? Are these all merging into one, like a major firm somewhere?
Well, 5 years from now, I'll be finished. I'll be taking the bar already. Then
I like the way that sounds.
You're going to be for being a judge and staffer.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Because we're looking at a future judge right now.
Yeah, and then eventually I do want to grow my firm. You know, but I want to hire, you know, others who wouldn't have an opportunity. Because I've worked with returning citizens who are brilliant.
Yes.
But, you know, because of the system, it's made them, you know, it's kind of tripped them up. But giving opportunities to those individuals who don't have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want to do that. And plus with production, it's ever changing. Yeah. That's something that's never, like, other than live broadcasting and running a show, virtually it's ever changing. It's not evergreen. So making sure I'm able to employ other people from their homes while they're doing, you know, because we're never going to get away from virtual events.
Yeah.
Right.
So having a team that can do that. So eventually 5 years, I do want to have, you know, branch out, but I don't really want a people like that unless I'm advocating for somebody.
You and this people thing.
Listen. It's just a thing. I'm telling you. Think about how less stressed you are when you don't be around a whole gang of people.
Yeah, COVID was a nice break. It really was. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was silence, you know. I got to work on my yard. And
I think for the people who don't have a problem, like, being with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some people out there who
just cannot.
You know what I mean?
How do you get on your own nerves?
Right. Exactly. It speaks volumes. But I definitely like the breaking up of the monotony and like kind of how you said, not always being on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I think it just helps you think a little bit more clear, too. Like, just to be able to sit there, like, all day today I'm about to think about all the shit I should have been doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, just that shit for real. And I think that's why a lot of us, like, as Black people, we really didn't struggle too hard through this pandemic. Like, we was mad niggas was locked in, you know what I'm saying? Couldn't get the fuck out, you know what I'm saying? But for the most part, like, a lot of us built a lot of businesses and, shit. Conversations on the Rocks came from that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, me and him, he was just like, fuck it. Like, we got time. We might as well just do this.
No, you know what I'm saying? No time.
Hey, no time. That first season was fun as shit, man. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie to you.
That shit was fun.
I mean, the third season was tight too, man. The first and third season, we fell off the second season, but then we picked it up again the third season. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Hey, JB, make sure you edit that shit later.
Y'all wild, man.
But nah, again, like, love what you got going on. Yeah. Social media, let everybody know where they can follow you, like, because for real, like I say, you got a lot of things going on, so, and you might just inspire the next person out here, really.
I ain't gonna say no open, but, you can follow me on Instagram at Segor Consults and Conversations with Chan.
Okay.
On social media, it's Chandra Gore Consulting, the Urban Flight Foundation, the Greater Northern Virginia Comedy and Film Festival, SCM Productions, and, my brand page is Chandra Gore, so yeah, you could follow those. You know,
can we talk about this film festival? Was this short film, long
film? I only had one submission. It was a short comedic film or whatever. Uh-huh. I was hoping to get more skits and stuff like that, because a lot of times people forget there's a lot of done in improv, and this comedy is so many different levels.
Yes.
So you can have a film, you could have to do film when you do a comedy festival, because some people improv and some people are on you know, they actually like to give the humor with slapstick. You can't fall in all, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
so there's
so
many different levels. So that's why I included a film festival, because some people are really funny on screen. Or you know, on audio.
Yeah.
But when they get in front of a stage, deer in headlights, just standing there.
Yeah,
crickets. Yeah. But yeah, so it's those who are able to kind of do both. Like, that's what I wanted to showcase, because there's a lot of comedians who don't have a lot of followers.
Right.
But they're funny, and they've been doing, they've been making moves and money in this game.
Yep.
And I'm just going to say stop, because I really wish people stop looking at that follower count.
Yeah.
Because
them
things is bought.
And that's what it is. And that's what it is.
Exactly.
Now, I do want to put you on the spot. So, your favorite comedians, dead or alive,
okay,
your favorite comedians.
Patrice O'Neal.
Dick Gregory, Red Fox, come on.
Red Fox.
You know,
I just saw Harlem Nights today. You know what I'm saying?
You can tell you've been like,
My dad, my albums. I got Eddie Murphy out. I got
the Raw. That was my shit.
I got the albums.
That
like,
was my shit.
This, I have vinyl. Like, I don't ain't no.
Wow.
No,
we do too.
We don't. Yeah. I'm not. I don't play around that. But I will also say Tony Woods.
Ooh,
Tony
DC
was good
legend.
Too. Yeah,
DC legend.
Yeah,
I've seen him. My
and so
favorite.
Like, you're like, he, it's so easy to with him. You know
and then
I mean?
You have female comedians like Laura Hayes, and you got Miss Gail. She's in Fredericksburg, like she's from Danville. But I'm gonna tell you, she was out there. She was going toe to toe with, you know,
the best.
Dang, on Marsha Warfield will always be number one woman comedian.
Huh.
You know, because
I gotta do my research.
You gotta
man.
Look
gotta
at her and Richard Pryor. They have a whole skit, like a skit within a restaurant.
I've heard
you
of that.
You have to watch it and see.
I've never seen it though.
It's no words spoken.
Marsha Warfield.
They had man. Let me tell you. Marsha, when she lives, in, like she's still touring, she was on Night Court or whatever.
Okay.
I had an opportunity to work with her, and I'm just sitting up there like trying not to be a groupie and shit.
I'm bad with names. I probably know.
You see her because you know she's amazing, and then you have Lunell.
Oh yeah,
you know Lunell's
funny.
She is funny, and the thing is, she's consistent, and you know you got Tiana Douglas out of Baltimore. I ain't gonna say that another female comedian kind of tried to, you know, actually took her. Never mind. They ain't my business. But yeah, I will say this, and then you have Maria Sanchez. She's up. She is making moves. I'm gonna say this. Y'all gonna see her somewhere. Her and D-Lo, they gonna be somewhere on somebody lights. Like, dang, the chef. I could name all of the so-called underground. There's Chef Kelly. It's Paris Sachet. There's it's Chocolate. There is, oh my gosh, there's so many amazing. Miss Rita is the auntie of the game. Sylvia Tremont Morrison. Like, I could go on for days.
I got, I had a second part to that. So now you were just talking about, you know what I'm saying, because I feel the same way since I've been trying to get into this lane itself. There are comedians, like you said, that are better in movies.
Mm-hmm.
than they are on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Who are yours?
You gonna do that?
Yes, ma'am. You know I'm gonna do that. Cause I'm gonna run with you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for me personally, I will start off just, you know what I'm saying, just to break the ice. One that comes to my mind, and I love her to death, Tiffany Haddish. I feel like she's better in movies than she is in stand-up. I took the time to watch it all the way through, and it was just like, you said, like, maybe you caught somebody's eye, and it was just whatever. Yeah. But as far as, like, stand-up, another one, Will Ferrell. I think he's a great actor. Like, his stand-up, I couldn't really get with, but him in the movies?
Man.
Dude is stupid as shit.
I think Will Ferrell, he's one of those, but he passed away, but Norm Macdonald. He did both. I'm sorry. Right. Not Seinfeld.
Seinfeld's another one. I think he's better in like TV. his TV instead of the stand-up.
He needs the visuals to go along with his
right, staff. And that's what
I
it
get
is.
What I'm saying? Yeah. And then you have David Spade is another one who's good on there. But he's not good on stand-up. Jamie Kennedy, I'm going to say this. He's good at both.
Yes.
As you see, we're naming. I wouldn't say there's any black comedians that are, other than, there's not that many that can't do stand-up.
No.
Yeah, because I'm going to say this. They've been doing stand-up since your mom. Some of y'all don't even know y'all doing stand-up when your mama.
They just weren't on a literal stage.
Yeah.
But they were in front of people reciting.
It's a toss-up. But yeah, some of those, yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's not too many you can really say. Like I said, I mean, Tiffany, she just came to me because, like, I just feel like we never really seen too much stand-up. We just seen her in, like, movies. You know what I'm saying? But she controlled the crowd, though.
Right.
They talk very highly of her as far as an actress. And, you know, I mean, she is funny. I've seen her in a lot of movies, and I was like, damn, she's funny, but when it came to the stand, we was like,
and this is what I'm saying. A lot of times, a lot of clubs didn't have a lot of video of them, so we never got to be able to see that side. And that we can't have an opinion of some shit we didn't see.
That is true.
That's where this is the thing I was saying, like, about us. We got to be able to document ourselves who we are, because there's no record now. Mm-hmm. We only know you from the movies. We don't know you.
Right.
The people who have been grinding with you, they know. How we know? Mm-hmm. Right. You know what I'm saying? We just But it's how that goes, I think, you know. But comedy, that is a lane.
A tough lane, though.
It's a tough lane, but let me say this about us as a people. And I can only speak for us as a people because I've only been us as a people. Music and comedy humor has kept us alive all these years. If you think about, and you sit there and think about all the stuff our ancestors been through, hell, some of us have been through.
Uh-huh.
What do things we turn to? Music and humor.
Yep.
Because you can hear somebody say how they were sleeping in their car and he'll flip it and make it funny.
Right.
You ever notice that when you see us doing comedy, it's always the struggle. Mm-hmm. And we all are like, yeah, I used to do that too. You did. It is funny. But anybody outside of our culture could never understand how y'all making jokes about eating that cheese, first of all, but it's good.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and you got to understand, this is the sad part about us. You know, it's deeper than just...
I get that. Like I said, because I was talking to somebody about it the other day, like, it's a difference between the human, like, even me just now starting to watch the stand-up and the comedy and stuff like that. Some of that white humor is very dry, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just tell a joke and just come with the punchline and expect for you to just laugh at it. And like you said, as far as us as black people, like, I didn't just put you into a scenario, you know what I'm saying? Into, like, some real-life stuff, and we just going to laugh about this, whether it's you just falling down the steps or, you know what I'm saying, your child got a head stuck in there, you know, between... Yeah, exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. So I think there's a difference between that. I think that's where comedy should go anyway. You should be able to laugh at your pain and everything that goes along with it, because, like, laughter is contagious, and, like, shit, I mean... You can laugh at a lot of things. You ever been mad and that one friend just look at you and just say something stupid like, damn, I was mad. Now I'm good because I had that little laugh to that. You know what I'm saying?
It'll keep you from quitting your job. Like,
and killing somebody too.
Hello? Because that's how it ends up being sometimes is you got to laugh it off. And, you know, I've been in so many offices where I'm laughing. They're like, what's wrong? I'm good. Because if I stop laughing, I'm going to steal off of you and we just going to be in HR.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Speaking of comedy, though, and laughter and anger, how y'all felt about the Dave Chappelle First of all,
comedy is comedy.
Thank you.
Stop trying to police people's expression.
Thank you.
If you offended, just fast forward.
Fuck the cancel culture, huh? Yeah. Fuck the.
It's not even that. I think even comedy, because it's in its own lane. Like, this is not for the sensitive. No. Nope. You know what I'm saying? None of that comedy is for the sensitive. So if that's what you know what I'm saying? I mean, again, we could just say, you know, that's just the black culture and just that white humor. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you might not laugh.
Have you seen, heard some of the stuff these people have said?
I've heard it all.
Your uncle brother's like, what is y'all doing?
That's somebody else's opinion. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I just feel like it's so sensitive. And because we so caught up in that social media and you can get that close to that, you know, that star or whatever. Like, at one point it wasn't, you can get that close to that star. Now I can get close to Tish and her, you know, email or, you know what I'm saying, this and that, and just say that and just make that. But at the same time, while y'all talking bad about him and all that, y'all still just making my man more famous than what he was.
I mean, shout out to Netflix.
And bringing that shit even up to more.
Shout out to Netflix for, like, backing him and supporting him. Yeah. And not, like,
I gotta be devil's advocate.
Let's do it.
Because the money they paid a black male compared to what they paid a black female,
yeah,
and everybody else, y'all better come with them coins better the next time. Then I'm just all I'm saying, because I get it. Dave Chappelle is who he is. He's made y'all. He already told y'all, y'all ain't gonna treat him on any kind of way. Y'all better make sure the numbers is right.
Real shit.
Keep that same energy with everybody. You get what I'm saying? Across the board, because there are legends who have been in the game longer than him who can't even get 1% of what he
got. But they, do they have the ability to negotiate as far as, like, his team does?
That's the thing. It starts from the beginning. Is your stuff set up right?
That, so it circles right back that, around. Back
that to and to another devil's advocate, can they have that draw? All right, is everybody going to click that box when they see whatever comedian it is?
Right.
You know, black, like, white, whatever.
Just see that, you know what I mean? And
this is a question. It's just.
Yeah, and you know what's so funny? There are comedians who have the number one. You'll see the trending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'll see them right behind Dave Chappelle, but ain't nobody saying it. You don't even know who that comedian
right.
is.
Right. All you heard with Dave Chappelle. And just somebody else featured.
Two,
yeah.
Right. Three. So there are other people who have a following within itself.
Right. And you wouldn't even know.
That you wouldn't even know because we so hell bent on, oh, that's a headline. Get your asses off of social media and look at the stuff that's around you.
Yeah, you go, like you said. You
but I mean, that's genius that on his team. They did exceptional marketing.
It ain't genius of his team. When he walked away from all that money back then, that set the precedent right then and there. So he is an anomaly inside of all of this because he stood his ground. And you know what? And this is the thing. He wasn't canceled because of it. He took the time and did what he needed. Because
he really showed he couldn't be bought.
Exactly. Right.
He really showed he couldn't be bought, because when they talked about the David Chappelle, like, they gave him big money for that next season. And they try to say, oh, he was scared and everybody knew all about, that nigga is from D.C. He don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Like she just said, they wanted to rewrite all this shit. If you even watch some of his old shows, they show you some of the shit that didn't even make it on the show because they was like, oh, like, you know, this and that. David Chappelle, I think he did it the right way. He marketed himself, and, like, you're now that controversy comedian, like, who doesn't want to hear you say your shit and just go the fuck off?
If you ever heard of the comedian, God rest his soul, Phyllis Diller or Joan Rivers, these women pushed the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
They could have been, if they was out here talking that shit today, they would be canceled.
What's the white girl redhead joint that lost her tooth? I mean, in the 90s, she was shunned.
We only focusing on because it's Dave Chappelle. It's nothing new for a comedian to stand their ground and say, I said what the fuck I said. You know, and then we had those balls. Like, it was women who were, it's certain women in comedy who push that envelope.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So this is not a new. This is, you know, he's just an anomaly. He's a black man. Richard Pryor did the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Eddie Murphy.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to comedy, man, because on my own time, I just randomly just watch random shit. Whether it's laugh tracks, whether it's Dry Bar, whether it's just typing in random comedians on Netflix, you know what I'm saying? And so I love to laugh, and I think it's good for the soul, you know what I mean? So shout out to you for, like, helping comics and writing for them and everything else that you're doing. You know what I mean? Yeah, we also got Los, you know what I'm saying? He doing his things. You want to Los, you want to shout out like man, Tuesday. Yeah,
definitely want to shout out Tuesdays of if anybody's been following me on the on my new Instagram page, you know what I'm saying? That is
Yeah, let's talk about that real quick. We
got 5 minutes.
Cuz I wanted to get into it earlier. What's the new Instagram page?
So the new Instagram is _real_losvegas04. Follow me over there on that joint. My
See, that sound like a whole goddamn lie. Say that one more time, man.
_real_losvegas04. That is the new one. I'm going to tag the conversation on rocks with that one. The last one got hacked. Please do not follow that. A nigga did not get none of that money.
The last one got hacked. So how did it get hacked, my brother? Like, all right, so you had a lot of people following you. People hitting up the Conversations on the Rocks page. So for everybody who is.
So what that happened was there was a guy that, you know what I'm saying, that I knew personally. Like I really knew this nigga, whatever, whatever. Yeah. A message came through on there about him getting this money and shit. So I hit him. I was like, yo, is this real? And granted, he did not hit me back. So I'm like, damn, all right. He must be all spending off the money. I'm like, yo, this my man. He wouldn't even send me that junk. Got on with the junk. The dude sent me like $100 to do the video, which I seen. So the video was real. That was me. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Thinking I was going to get the junk. Then after I did the video, he sent me the money. Then I'm still waiting for him to send the rest of the money. But then he hit me, was like, you know, this since you're your first time, you can get an extra whatever, whatever, if you send me another six, something like that. I was like, bruh, like, nigga, I just sent you all four already. You just gave me back 100. Like, I'm not passing up nothing else. He's like, all right, just wait on it, this and that.
That's how they
a few hours went by, you know what I'm saying? Couple of more hours went by. See, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, I'm hitting the nigga. And he still had me engaged because he was still answering the phone until about, like, I guess, like, NFL game time came on. Like, 1 o'clock.
Wait.
Nigga said my team came on.
But Los ain't even telling y'all how he hitting niggas' inbox like, hey, yo, this joint is real. I just got back.
Right. Yo, but look, hey, that's the right. crazy part. So then by the whole time, like a lot of niggas was hitting me like, yo, I had just got off my man to do my shirts. You know what I'm saying? He was like, bruh, why didn't you just tell me about this? We was just on the phone talking. I said, what are you talking about? He said, dog, you just sent me a message that said you just got like $8,000. And I said, bruh, that is not even me. Like, yeah, like, don't do that shit. Like, don't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm mad. I'm like, damn. And I'm calling the nigga. He's not picking up the phone. And all I can say is like, damn, bitch, just give me my page back. But I will say on some real shit, somebody actually did get hit big on that joint. Shout out to my man for that
shout out to him.
Not for real. But the nigga did get hit for like $1,200 off of that joint. Like,
yeah. So for everybody who's listening, man,
please don't follow that motherfucker page.
The old IG page, Jay Windham. Because he's still using Los's old page and still posting the same video.
For real? Real talk.
Yo, I got this money, blah, blah, blah. So if anybody out there is following Los's old page, please stop following that shit. Don't follow that same scam that he did.
Money.
You know what I'm saying?
And everybody can keep hitting with that joint. They be like, they always be asking, well, where you, asking the date, the dude Jay Windham, where you know me from? He be like, I don't know. This like, bruh, stop playing with me, man. Like, don't do that. But with all that being said, shout out to Chandra. But Tuesday nights, Electric Palm over here, not too far from the station. They be having a comedy open mic over there. Shout out to Dwayne White, who will be here on the 25th, which is actually next Monday. They will be on the show. Got a couple of comedians coming through. He's got a great platform. Got some great comedians. His name Dwayne White. Baby girl, check him out. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming. So you know what I'm saying? Baby girl, you can get on. We gonna talk after the show because I wanna get you on some things. Well, but really check them out.
Tuesday
Ice
nights,
has been
you
there,
can,
you know
check
what I'm saying?
Out.
Like for real.
Electric Palm,
Electric Palm,
Virginia.
It's free.
Yeah, free to get in. 7:30
is when they
y'all
start,
man.
Y'all
be going in people's establishment, not ordering nothing now.
They be ordering drinks. I be ordering.
I'm just saying, some people will go just for the free and get a cup of water. Order the people food. Yeah.
So Miss Chandra, we appreciate you for coming through.
Hold on, she said you gonna bring your gun.
Yeah, I'll chew the gum and
no, you're not. You gonna order some stuff. Wings or something.
We're not gonna be ghetto up in Nancy's.
Thank you.
We're not gonna be ghetto up in Nancy's.
I mean, is this happy hour? Do they got a good happy hour?
Happy hour?
At least it's free. The comedy is free.
Just come in there. Just order you a beer or two, and you good to go. That's it. Tuesday night.
It's free.
Miss Chandra, before we get out of here, let everybody know, what's the website everybody can tap in with?
ChandraGoreConsulting.com or ConversationsWithChan.com.
And you know what, everybody out there with this radio, appreciate y'all for letting us here again, another season, some more shenanigans, some more fun. Yeah, 8 p.m. Mondays, you know what I'm saying? And you know you're tapping in with Conversations on the Rocks. Before we get out of here, we're going to leave y'all with a quick word from Ice. And this is actually from the homie Bob Marley. And he actually said, people are so poor, all they have is money. And I really thought that that resonated with me. So, and it kind of some of the things that we were talking about today. So, Bob Marley, the first word from Ice, this episode, people are so poor, all they have is money. And really, I'll let you marinate with that for the week, man. And as always, man, salute to my co-host, Las Vegas, Tish. You know what I'm saying? Before we get out of here, Mia More Sense. Always have your conversations on the rocks, baby. Shout out to Chandra.
I ain't got...
Salute.